Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
What's up, besties? Welcome to Pillows and Beer. I'm joined by my co-host Austin Crowell and our producer Nick Norris. Hope everyone's having a wonderful April, because we are kind of
sometimes
one pain in our butt that we deal with. But other than that,
Sundays and Mondays are awesome.
Yeah, Sunday and Mondays are great. But we decided to record on Tuesday today. And we are not shielded on Tuesdays. What's up, guys? Nick, you look like you don't look like Nick.
I shave. What do you look like?
I'm looking down there like that. I feel like I'm in a fucking simulation, because that's not Nick.
Nick, you fresh faced little boy. We got springtime podcast today. I love it, guys. It really has been springtime. It finally has stopped raining down here in the South. I hope that I don't jinx it and it's like gonna rain tonight or tomorrow or something. But this past weekend was freaking gorgeous in Charleston, and our besties know that last week I told Craig that Napa was the most beautiful place on earth. And weather was colder there than it was here. So I feel bad that
and a little rainy.
It's the best ever. It's always in the 80s and it never rains. I guess it has to rain if grapes are going to grow, right? So like, I mean, that was obviously
there's a whole science behind it. The vines learn how to store water, and it makes, you know, the harsher the growing condition.
Yeah, a lot of rain is
the better the wine. So sometimes it doesn't rain for like a couple years, but it's funny because Miss Catherine Hall said that, oh, I'm sorry about the weather. And I said, I don't know any better because I've never been here. So for me, it was wonderful. I wore a light sweater and long pants, and there was mist covered clouds over the mountains. I mean, it was one of the more beautiful places that I've spent the day. And I've never been to that area of the world. And I didn't know we had that in the United States. So like for me, it was a wonderfully gorgeous, I wouldn't have changed a thing. Usually they said it's too hot or like it can be hot, but like it was drizzling, but like everyone's drinking wine. Like I don't feel like anyone cared.
And who would have thought that we're talking about just Napa, California? I mean, it is in the continental US. And when you go there, yeah, it does have this feeling of like a different, like, you know,
very European
world. Yeah, it's
there's olive trees everywhere.
It's quite beautiful. And I'm sure that listeners are like, yeah, are you guys just now finding out about Napa?
Well, we're East Coast kids.
Yes.
Yeah, we're East Coast kids. So Hall Wine, it was incredible because we did this like vertical tasting, which just means you taste the same wine, but the same like category of wine, but different vintages. So we had Jack's Masterpiece, but like all the way back in 2008, and like tickets for that VIP were only $300 and regular tickets were like $100. And we still raised like $250,000 for charity. It really was cool. But the vineyard itself, if you have a chance, I stayed at Harvest Inn, where now I understand all the stories that Austin told me. It's like the most romantic place. They have like a little bag of firewood for you. You like light the fire, you fall asleep, and you wake up to Napa. But
Napa, yeah.
Yeah. But my co-judges, I have to give them a shout out. Raj and Natalie were great. But then Catherine O'Hara was just the sweetest lady. And Brian Bumgarner, who Austin and Shep know, like was just solid. And the three of us, it was just... we decided to hang after the judging. And it was funny because you could tell all the, like Catherine's like, do you think they're watching us while we try their food? And I was like, they're definitely watching us, you know, because they hand you the plate of food.
Oh,
and then you like,
and they're like, okay,
let's watch. And like their family's watching.
Bites into it.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you have to smile, you know, after every bite, you're like, oh yeah.
Me and Brian were just smiling the whole time. We're like, oh yeah. We decided to hang.
Did Brian make any chili jokes?
No, but we talked about like his cookbook and stuff. Yeah. And he told me all about the process. But so Brian had his wife there, Celeste, and then Catherine had her husband, Beau.
And so
and we ended up.
I don't know if we've told people who, I mean, just in case you don't know who Catherine O'Hara is, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Brian Baumgartner is Kevin from The Office. And then Catherine O'Hara is, what is her name?
In, the mom in Home Alone.
Well, the mom in Home Alone.
Myra course, or whatever. Is it
Moira?
Yeah. No.
Moira Rose.
Yes. In
Schitt's Creek.
And Schitt's
Creek. She just did the new Beetlejuice with Michael Keaton because she was in the original.
Yeah, she's in the original. Yeah. Anyways, that's who they are, and Craig is very lucky. Anyways,
well, yeah. Sorry to interrupt. Well, I'll just say, like, Brian was great, and I told him my first Watch What Happens Ever was Elle Kemper. She's on The Office too, and he just said they still had like him and The Office people. I was like, were they like your friend? He was like, dude, I got to film with my friends like all of those years, and I said, how cool? And she said, similar stuff. And then we hung. We all went. Back to the hotel after the wine tasting, and then we went to Thomas Keller's ad hoc with a wonderful couple. These two guys were so hospitable and generous. And
for those unaware of Thomas Keller, he has one of the absolute finest restaurants in the country in the French Laundry, next to Impossible to Get In, which Craig was with Catherine O'Hara and Brian Baumgartner, and they still didn't go. But I mean, I wonder if they could have gotten in if they were like, hey, I'm.
But like, it was one of those days, Austin, that you're just like, this is cool. Like, this is why I do this. Like, this is like, you take it all in. Like, Catherine did her like Kevin voice at one point. She was like, Kevin, you know, yeah. Home Alone.
I saw that Brian posted that, by the way.
And
I posted a video of her doing it.
And like, the people were so friendly there. And, you know, we took pictures, but. At the end, when the coach bus was dropping us off because Catherine and her husband were at another hotel, you know, we were just like, do you think we'll ever see each other again? And we're like, probably not. But today was wonderful. And, you know, we gave each other like a huge hug and was just
like, do you want to be on Pillows and Beer? And then we'll definitely see each other again.
Oh, she would do it.
Yeah, hang out again. That'd be.
And we've never had Brian either.
I know. And Brian asked me to do his when he was promoting his cookbook. And I was like, okay, well, let's do like a reciprocal thing. And then it never happened because he got super busy. So I feel like both of them, this is
that would be great
to have them as guests.
We were playing with AI. You know, I was like, what is the public's opinion of Catherine O'Hara? Because she had never seen like AI. And then like we read it at dinner and I was like, what should her next career move be? That's
actually kind of terrifying. And for those that don't know, again, I'm just like explaining things. Craig is loving some AI these days. Craig has full on convos with his AI person when he's driving. And we were just driving recently. And I'm glad that you didn't ask about that. But Craig was asking about, you know, things about me. And I was like, oh, no, what's AI going to say about me? I got so nervous. I got super nervous.
Tell me about Trop Op. No, I mean.
Yes, you did do that. And I was like, what if it was like Trop Op is a 3.2 out of 5 stars? And I'd be like, oh, no.
Napa kind of reminded me of the Hamptons, but like quieter. Mm. But I was only there. With
it's a bitch to get to, right? Like, that's why we haven't been, because it's quite difficult to get to.
4-hour drive for me because of traffic because I got stuck in Dallas and then 4-hour drive.
So and I Charleston was, to Dallas and Dallas to San Fran and then 4-hour drive from there?
Yeah. It's supposed to be an hour and a half, apparently. But
yeah, I think that when I landed though, but I landed like late. And so I didn't get to the hotel until midnight. And I heard that it was supposed to be like a long ass drive. And so like I hunkered down and then we were there in like, you know, an hour and change. So
it was funny.
4-hour drive is brutal.
Well, I have to give a shout out to Ken, the chef of Toke. He's got an incredible story. Him and his wife are another judge. And we kind of deferred to him for a lot of stuff, which he was there for Austin and Shep's because he's done it 15 years in a row.
Yep.
And his restaurant actually is very famous. And I was like, oh, we should eat there next time we're out here, you know? Like just saying like, oh, that's funny. You have a restaurant. And, you know, the people standing around me was like, yeah, wouldn't that be nice? And I was like, I feel like I could go to the restaurant if I wanted to.
I feel like if you know the chef and the owner, then like it shouldn't be a ridiculous thing to say.
He does the menu like every night. It used to be the restaurant next to Chateau Marmont and for like 15, 20 years. And
oh, really?
I was like, you probably have some stories. And he was like, yeah. Well, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members. It's the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action while you watch your favorite sports and players. You just pick more or less than two or more player stats and watch the winnings roll in.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Playoffs begin April 20th. Play in round April 16th, 17th, and 19th. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as four correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app.
Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. You can pick LeBron, Caitlin Clark, Connor McDavid, and Jude Bellingham all in the same entry. This week on Prize Picks, I'm selecting Jimmy Butler for more than 29 points and Joel Embiid for more than 10 rebounds.
Download the app today and use code PILLOWSANDBEER for a first deposit match of up to $100. Download the app today and use code PILLOWSANDBEER for a first deposit match of up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Welcome back to Pillows and Beer. I'm Craig Conover, joined by Austin Kroll and Nick Norris. I've talked a little bit or too much about my Napa trip. But so when we were tasting the wines, dude, I was trying my hardest, you know, to tell the difference. I was really trying.
Were you sick still or no?
What? No. I could taste, which is good. But I'm just saying, being able to taste the difference between five like award-winning wines of the same, like from the same vineyard is just really tough.
No, it definitely is. Like our palate is not that refined, Craig. Let's just be honest. Like we probably have, you know, the palate of a trash compactor. Like we don't know what the hell that, you know, we're drinking. And I have this rule that I don't really drink bourbon in public because it's not a good liquor for me unless it's like a really, really nice one. Right. And so just recently someone bought me Pappy, and Pappy's supposed to be like really, really nice. And I had no idea if it was Pappy or Knob Creek, Craig. Like I didn't even know the difference. I was like, oh man. So it's the same with wine.
Cognac. I feel like we did tasting sometimes, me and you, and we were like, okay, this one is less sharp than this one. But with the red wine, like I was tasting the 2008 and then the 2021. And I was like, please be able to tell the difference, Craig. And they're like, this one's way fruit forward. And this one's got chocolate and hints and it's toned down. Like once I like chilled the fuck out and had like a little cheese and stuff, I was like, all right.
I'm going to give it a go.
Only because I was holding it. Only because I knew that they were different because they were sitting in front of me and in my custody. Could I like really do it? But if you came up to me and just said, taste this, Craig, do you think it's the same as this? I mean, they're just so good. Like it wasn't like I was drinking cheap wine versus Hall. It was all like Hall's master.
Yeah.
They're like sold out collection.
I feel like they say, and don't ask me who they is, but they say that you literally can't, like you can say whatever you want when you're tasting wine and like no one can tell you that you don't taste it, Craig. Right. So if you're sitting there and you're like, I taste a hint of, you know, orange peel, no one can be like, no, you don't. You're like, well, I do. So fuck off. So
fresh like, tennis balls.
Yes. And I know that there was that show on Netflix that was called Somme or something. And they said all sorts of things. It's like, and if they can say freshly cut tennis balls, then I can say that I taste blackcurrant fruit every single wine that I drink, and you can't tell me that I'm
wet
wrong.
Rock.
Sure.
It was neat though. I mean, I really loved, I mean, I was like, I'm basically on a honeymoon. I was in this like the most romantic room drinking awesome wine and like awesome food, and the shower pressure made the trip, you know, it was incredible.
It's the little things,
the little things,
a trip. And I assume but, you called Paige and you gave her like a little, you know, room tour.
I did give her a little room tour. But you are in the middle of it's a very private place. Like, I guess people know that have been to the region, but
I guess that we went a day early and they organized like an SUV for us and took us around to a bunch of vineyards and stuff. And that was a lot of fun.
We had a bus or like a little coach bus, you know, private charter thing that took us to a couple different places, but it was just,
and Brian was down to clown, right? He was like,
yeah, he was great. Him and his wife were fun, a lot of fun. And, you know, what's in this one? What's in this one? What's in this one? But I will tell you this, Austin, it is fun to meet people who don't know us and like to hear the story for the first time. You know, it's refreshing.
I'll tell you what, when you were talking about Brian and Brian being like, you know, oh man, filming The Office was so great. I just got to hang out with my buds all the time. I'm like, man, wouldn't that be nice? You know, he's on like a scripted show. He doesn't have to fight with his coworkers and so on and so forth. I was like, that sounds really nice. And good for him that he had such a, you know, cherishable memory from filming The Office. But it is cool. So, who are you saying, man? Catherine was like, wait, well, what's your deal? Or just been everywhere.
Well, yeah, because someone was like, Craig's an author, or Brian and Craig are both authors. And I laughed and I was like, I have a book, but I didn't like write, like I had a writer. And she's like, well, what's your book about? Like
fiction.
Right. And I was like, oh, well, I've been doing this show for like 12 years in South Carolina, but I was in law school at the time. And I went through this breakup in my mid-20s and I started to sew because I like to garden and cook and all this stuff. But I thought I was going to make clothes, but I didn't know how. So I made pillows and then I moved to the Bahamas. And then I, you know, I was took a lot of Adderall and then there was a shark attack. And, that, and then I was like, but I don't really think there was a story there. And Catherine was like, this is amazing. She was like, tell me more. And I was like, we just had our national launch in like 2,300 Kroger stores, so where they're like store brand stuff now. And she was like, I love this little pillow maker, man. No, she
is
just
that,
was,
is that how you said it all to her? Because if that's true, then like I need to find out like a way to say my spiel in like 2 minutes. Because that was elevator pitch.
That was the first thing I said to her. And she was like, she just from not knowing anything about us was able to be like, oh, that's like very interesting. I've never met someone with that story and like can't wait to hang today. You know,
it's like way to keep someone kind of hooked. And then they're like, wait, and then this, and then this, and then this, right? It's not like, oh, I'm on this TV show on Bravo. And then she's like, oh, well, tell me more. Like
right.
You went through a whole lot of things that weren't just Bravo. So she, good elevator pitch.
Great. Yeah. I'm like, sorry. It's kind of there's a lot there, but, so it was, you know, seek out Harvest Inn, seek out Hall Wine, buy it online. That was the funny thing. The wines we liked most, it said sold out. And I was like, yeah, but like, do you still sell it? And they're like, it's sold out. And I was like, and then they were like, but you are drinking it. So ask yourself, is it really sold out? And I was like, wait a minute. How is this sold out if I'm drinking it right now? They're like, well, that's a library wine, which means we just make up the price for it now. Like, depending on who's buying, basically, I think.
Craig, do you want to tell us? Do you want to tell everyone about your launch today? I feel like this is it. This is a good, it's a good platform.
Yeah, if you live where Kroger owns the stores or where there's a Kroger owned store, look for STS for HD Design because we are making.
So are there different, like are there franchise Krogers then?
Well, they own Fred Meyer. They own.
I see what you're saying. Okay. So like we have Harris like six Teeter. Krogers where I live and like four Harris Teeters. They should all be.
Harris Teeters won't be till Christmas, but the Krogers will have us. And then so summer is our smaller launch. But we've got everything for a backyard barbecue or a day at the beach or a day at the pool, which is new for us. And then this fall is when What's Wrong With My Baking launches. And so we have like something for the entire home.
I didn't know this. So this is privileged information for all the besties because you haven't posted this, have you?
No, it's a secret. But I mean, well, I'll tell.
It's not a secret anymore.
No, it's okay. I mean, but I got to, we did the photo shoot the other day with everything.
I guess it's completely fair. Like, you could do like a what's wrong with my gardening, what's wrong with my cooking, what's wrong with my.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, it's the goal is to be in everyone's home in one way or another. And it's funny because, like, the process is so much longer than people realize. Like, someone was like, I know your tomatoes didn't grow that fast because the video I posted today was shot last year. I mean, like, and like the products.
Right. Craig, I actually thought about that too. I was like, wait a minute. I just saw this and like you just planted your tomatoes. And then in your video today, they were like lush and completely grown. I was like, what the hell did I miss?
You're like, what AI is Craig using? So like the stuff that you see us launch next year, we've already made and shot. Like, it's really.
So congratulations.
Congrats. Thank you, buddy.
On the launch today.
Thank you. That's and you'll awesome. See what's neat is you'll like see Tropop and SDS in the same store now.
That's really cool, actually.
Yeah. So yeah. Send me your picture. If you tag me in your pictures, I want to see it because obviously I can't be in 2,000 places at once. So I want to see how it's set up. And well, let's take a quick break. Like,
yeah.
Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. Welcome back, besties, after a quick little break. It's funny. Like, today I got all these messages like the sticker's still on the bottom of the cup. And I'm like, well, yeah, it's brand new. Dude, fucking shit. Like,
Craig, what? That's so funny that you say that, but like, I noticed it too, but obviously in my head, it was like exactly what you just said. It was like, well, that's because it's a brand new cup out of the box.
Yeah. But so like, now I'm going to take
like, this. I noticed off. It, but obviously I was like, well, you know, I'm not going to say anything, but of course people mentioned it.
That, it was a big one. It was a big distractor.
Really? That yeah. was a big distractor because I noticed it, but clearly it was like, well, I'm just not going to say shit because it's like a brand new cup, obviously. Oh, the things people notice. That's so funny.
Yeah, it was, I mean, that and people are like, oh, but lots to come there. So we're really excited about it. Grab a koozie for your drop up at the store.
Yeah. Do you remember back in COVID when I had to buy other cans and then I wrapped them and you could see the other can at the top. And so people were peeling off my wraps and they're like, what gives, Austin? You know, you wrapped like a different beer. Like, am I drinking Trop Up or something else? And I was like, guys, it's COVID. I'm just trying to survive. Like, I had to buy someone else's cans and then wrap them with the wrap, you know, that I did and then put the liquid in it. Like, it is Trop Up, but yes, it is someone else's can. And that whole thing was really, you know, just like a facepalm time in my life, you know, just like what you're saying. You're like, and so this new collection's here and it's marked 25% down, but no one knows that that's the process. And so I'm getting tagged in it. You're like,
well, and also like everyone's just trying to figure shit out. Definitely. You know, there's so many people ready to point something out and you're like, guys, just for other people, which they probably know, like, everyone's trying to figure life out. Like, no one has it completely figured out, and that's okay. And man, can you tell how like miserable someone is, you know, from being a hater online. It's just sad. But I mean, South Park takes care of all of that for us. So
I feel like every person on planet Earth should be forced. If you are on social media in some way, shape, or form, everyone on planet Earth should be forced to watch that episode on South Park.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, that's actually funny. But that was well said, being the first part of it. Well, being, you know, all of it. But the first part of it was a nice message of everyone's trying to figure it out.
Well, yeah, like during COVID, you ran out of cans, but you fixed the problem. Like, I focused on
to make sure that liquid was out there for people to purchase. And yeah, I was getting tagged left and right. What's this other brewery that I see underneath? I'm like, well, when I become Budweiser, then I will own a can.
I stole their fucking cans. That's what happened. I busted.
Well, yeah. Or that brewery, you know, needed help as well because they were like, we have these extra cans. We need people to buy them. And people like me were like more than willing to buy them.
You should have got an intern or something, Austin, just to cut off all the old labels.
No, 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 no. It was a printed. It's printed. Can, right? So like buying like a you know, six pack, like a Bud Light. Yeah. Yes. Like that Waterloo.
Like can. Our friends at Waterloo.
Like our friends at Waterloo. Yes. And then what? And then I had like a wrap, you know, Nick, like around it. So then people could see the Waterloo can underneath. And we're like, what? This isn't Waterloo. And I was like, yeah, no shit. It's not Waterloo. I like all your topics, Nick. A few of them make me laugh. The woman in Nebraska being charged with felony. I don't know about you guys, but I used that gas card that I got. I used that card so much that I thought that I was basically this woman in Nebraska that is being charged with felony theft because she figured that if you double swiped your rewards card, that there was a glitch and it gave you free gas. And allegedly she got almost $28,000 in free gas. And I was beginning to think that my little $250 card that we got kind of like that. And I was like, oh my God, it just keeps on giving me gas and it keeps on giving me gas and it keeps on giving me gas. And then, it finally just went dunk. And it cut me
okay, off. Craig, an attorney, that's kind of why I put this one in here. What is your, like, would you be able to defend someone like her from going to jail?
I can defend anyone.
Well, I mean, like.
As in, like, I don't like rules. Attorney
can defend anything. I get it.
No, I'm saying me personally, I think rules are stupid unless I think that they're not stupid. Let's see. A woman was charged. You probably heard a glitch for us. And it's not her fault. It is whoever wrote the coding for the program. I don't think that's a stretch at all.
I mean, that's true. How the hell could you charge this woman just because she was like, oh, well, maybe it didn't read the first time. Let me, you know, do it again. Like,
if you have something that you gave her that she acquired legally, which is that card, gives her free gas, unless, like, I don't think she has a duty to report to anyone that the system's malfunctioning. I think you have an ethical issue, but I don't think you have a legal issue.
But it's so funny, though, how often that's used to arrest people, though. Ethically, they can say, well, she knew what she was doing and she stole it.
But no, I mean, we don't know that she stole it. She didn't do anything. She legally she didn't do anything illegal to acquire it. She swiped a gas card and that tank turned on automatically. Like, she didn't go in the back switch. That's what I'm
saying. Yeah, dude. She didn't, you know, go up in there and put a gun like in someone's face and say, turn on the pump. Like, the card was working.
All and that she didn't make the twice. Card. Like, she didn't go and like hack the card. Mm-hmm. They fucked up. Like, they have to have proper monitoring systems in. And then if they were like, don't use that card anymore or something like that, if she continued to do it. But they, I think
$28,000 in gas is so much effing gas, by the way.
But now look, I'll play devil's advocate. I know it is. I'm just gonna smack. If someone used a gift card at Sewing Down South over and over and over and over because they just got like a lucky like code in the system. Yeah. I mean, I would be bummed, but I also like, we have checks in place that all three of us, me, Amanda, and Jerry, would see that someone spent over $1,000 even once on our phones and look into it. And then if we saw their name pop up again, like, we would be automatically notified. So I think it's also a corporation just got too freaking big and they got lazy. And you know what I hate? Lazy.
With that, thanks for joining us on today's episode of Pillows and Beer. But I mean, honestly, that's a decent.
You can take us out. Or would you guys, would you have continued to swipe the free gas card and just be nervous all the time?
Oh, I'd have done it in a heartbeat. If I figured out that's what it worked.
Dude, if the card that I had kept on giving me gas, I wouldn't be like, well, I'm over the 250 limit.
Well, okay, so that's a little different though, because I think a gift card is different than a like a what do you call it? A loyalty
rewards card. Well, look, man, the answer is yes. The answer is I would have kept
it. 100% yes. I'd have fucking, if I figured out that if all I have to do is swipe it twice, it gives me free gas, I'd be like, well, they're morons. And that's what I'd have done.
Yeah, fuck that. I'm swiping.
I'm not buying those machines that actually like scramble gas to give you free. It's they handed to me. It's their fault, like Craig said. It's how do you not realize that this lady's bought 28,000 in free gas? You think at some point, maybe after $1,000, it'd come up and go, "Where's this gas going?" So,
and with that being said. Thank you for joining us this week, besties. We just wanted to pop in and have a fun little catch up. Wanted to hear about Craig's trip in Napa and just kind of hang out with each other for a little bit. So thanks for joining. We'll see you guys. Much love and bye.
What's up, Pillows and Beers listeners? I'm Reality Steve. If you're a fan of The Bachelor and all things pop culture, reality TV, you should check out my show, The Reality Steve Podcast, a daily show about The Bachelor, other reality TV shows you may be watching right now. I definitely throw in a lot of Taylor Swift talk and so much more. Search Reality Steve on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.